From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore?
This romantic hit from the 60s, The End of the World by Skeeter Davis, may not seem like a particularly disturbing song. The melody is gentle and the lyrics are softly poetic. But depending on context, those words could reflect a dire state of mind. Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? Someone thinking that way, someone who has lost their one true love, might just decide that if their own romantic world has ended, maybe living with the rest of the world just isn't worth the effort anymore. And thoughts like that can lead to tragic actions, including the most desperate act of all, suicide. There was even a popular film, Girl Interrupted, in which a despondent young woman hangs herself with this record repeating endlessly on the turntable.
It ended when you said goodbye.
There's long been a strangely popular notion that suicide, especially in the name of love, is somehow a romantic, even noble thing to do. It's hard to believe this act could possibly seem romantic, and it's nothing but tragic for the people left behind. Still, the idea of romantic suicide has been irresistible in all kinds of dramatic entertainment, including this week's opera, Werther, by Jules Massenet, the tale of a young man who killed himself for love and whose story made him a romantic hero for more than a century. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Werther by Massenet in a production from the Teatro Carlo Felice in Genoa, starring tenor Giuseppe Filanotti as Werther and mezzo-soprano Sonia Ganassi as Charlotte.